Daniel chapter number 10. The Bible says in verse 1, said, the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel. Now watch this. A thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long. And he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 4th and 20th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Delical, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man, clothed in linen, whose loins were girt about with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl. His face was as an appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms, his feet, like a color of polished brass, and the voice of his words was like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words I speak unto thee, and stand upright. For unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard. And I came, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. And when he had spoken such words unto me, I set my face toward the ground and became dumb. And behold, one like the similitude of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spake and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. For how can the servant of this my Lord talk with this my Lord? For as for me, straightway there remained no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me. Then there came again and touched me one like the appearance of a man, and he strengthened me and said, O man greatly beloved, fear not, peace be unto thee, be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. Then said he, knowest thou wherefore I come unto thee? And now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia, and when I am come forth, lo, the prince of Grecia shall come. But I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth, and there is none that holdeth with me in these things but Michael, your prince. I'd like to preach just a little while, if God will be my help this morning, on this thought, a Daniel experience. A Daniel experience. As we look at this and we see, as Daniel begins to pray and he begins to fast, he spends a time of prayer and fasting. Amen. I want to say that'll make a difference. That will get the mind and the attention of God Almighty. But he was praying, he was fasting, and he was looking for understanding. Amen. He was wanting to understand. He was wanting to know God. He was wanting to know about God's plan. He was wanting to know about God's direction. Hey, listen, I ain't much worried about my plan. Ain't much worried about my direction. But I'm concerned about God's plan. I'm concerned about God's direction. Because His plan and His direction is a perfect way. Amen. Glory God. Ain't you glad that you know who He is? Ain't you glad that God will commune with us? And He'll give us, praise God, not of our self, but the Bible said that Daniel was praying and fasting, trying to receive understanding. Amen. But I want to say today, understanding won't make no difference, praise God, if we don't pay attention to what God's teaching us. Amen. You can have all the knowledge in the world, all the wisdom in the world, and still deny and reject God. I still go on your own pernicious way and never get no help and be no help to nobody else. But praise God, if we'll get the wisdom and knowledge of God, realize how much He loves us and cares for us, and we'll begin to follow Him and seek His direction, praise God, He begins to do for us all the things, praise God, that we need for Him to do right now, today in our lives, and in the future ahead. See what happened to Daniel. He got a burden, Brother Bill, in his heart. He got a burden for his people. See what happened. The Jews had returned to Jerusalem, and they had begun to build to the land of the Lord, and they had begun to build the temple back. They'd begin to get ready. Amen. They'd begin to get their hearts right. And they'd begin to get lined up where they need to be with God. I want to say they got their hearts right, and they got lined up. What's happening in the world today? We're trying to get lined up without having our hearts right. Daniel was a praying, and he was a seeking God's face, and God began to move on the scene. Amen. Prayer and fasting worked. He got God's attention. 3 weeks he was praying in a fashion. 3 weeks he was seeking God and seeking direction. He was seeking understanding. He was trying to find out where God would have him to be. He wanted to be in the middle of it. Amen. You hear what I said? He wanted to be in the middle of it. He wanted to find out where God would have him to be. Amen. He was looking for direction. I believe if we'll get to finding looking for direction, praise God, God put us where He'd have us to be. And if God had put us in the midst of this thing, praise God, and stood on the outside looking in. I want to say, not everybody here is important. Everybody's important to the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, especially right now, today, and there we live. Amen. Peoples are looking for answers. Peoples are desiring some hope. Amen. And we ought to be passing it out with a liberal fashion. You say, preacher, what do we have to give? Praise God. Just let them know that Jesus loves them. Amen. And Jesus loves them, praise God. He come to love them and to die for them, praise God. And through Him, they might be saved. Jesus came to offer salvation. Amen. So Daniel was a praying. He was seeking God's face. He was fasting, praise God, for 3 weeks. Amen. And it left him weak. It left him weak. It left him without strength. I believe sometimes in the world that we live in, we feel the same way, don't we? Amen. Sometimes physically we get wore down. But I won't say spiritually, sometimes it feels like we're weak. It feels like we're weak in the spirit. It feels like we're just, we come up to get filled and we're not getting nothing from the Lord. And it just spiritually, we feel dead inside and we're cold and indifferent inside. But praise God, Daniel had an experience. God began to touch his heart and God began to give him a little bit of assurance. Amen. Don't you like it when God gives you an assurance? Let you know what? He lets you know that He still loves you. Amen. The Bible says in verse 11, said, old Daniel, a man greatly beloved. Who loved him? God loved him. Amen. Praise God. It may seem like nobody in the world loves you, but praise God, I want to tell you on the authority of God's Word, He loves you. Yeah, preacher, He couldn't love me. I've done this and done that. Praise God, I don't care what you've done. God loves you. Amen. God loves you enough that He sent His only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ, to die for your sin. Praise God. According to Scripture, through Him you might have newness of life. Amen. He come to give you a quickening spirit down inside your heart that'll make you alive. Praise God that you might live forevermore. People might say, praise God, you're going to go out of here. Praise the Lord. Yeah, going to go out of here shouting and praising the name of my Savior because He's made me a promise. Praise God. He sealed me to the day of redemption. He wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. And I'm glad this morning. Hey, glory, He don't have no eraser. It's not going to be taken out by some man. It's going to be protected and guarded, Brother Bill, by God Almighty on high. Amen. Amen. Daniel had something he got a hold of. Praise God, the love of God. The Father loves us just like He loved the Son. Amen. He loved us. He loves you. The Bible tells us in John, it shows us that in John chapter 17. John chapter 17 and verse number 23, he says this. He said, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. How much does God love you? He loves you as much as he did his son. He loves you as much as he does the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He come to, the one that come to die for you, the one that God Almighty sent from heaven to be the perpetuation of sin. And through him, praise God, you might have life in abundance. Praise his holy name. I'm glad I'm saved. Praise God. From the guttermost to the uttermost. He came into my heart. Amen. Saved me. Praise God. And he's keeping me. Praise the Lord. Because he loves me. Amen. You know, if God didn't love me this morning, he'd probably just cast me off somewhere. If God didn't love you this morning, he'd let you just go about your own business. Amen. He'd let you go your own way. But I'm glad this morning, praise God, he keeps me on the Jesus way. Amen. There's a path, praise God, that's sure. It's steadfast, a path that's not movable, praise God. And God Almighty, through the Lord Jesus Christ, through his sweet spirit, praise God, keeps us on the right path. Amen. And he wants to share his love with us. In John chapter 14, the Bible says this in verses 21. John chapter 14, verse 21, the Bible says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. Praise his holy name. But he said, listen, and Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. And Lord Jesus says, praise God, if a man loves me and he'll listen to me, praise God, he said, I'll come to him, I'll make our abode with him, we'll walk with him, we'll talk with him, we'll guide him, we'll direct him. Hey, praise God, he'll tow you, he'll guide you, he'll give you direction. Praise God, he'll be your God, amen, if you'll let him today. Amen. Amen. Praise his holy name. So we see the assurance of God in Daniel. He said he was a man greatly beloved of God. He was a man beloved of God to the point that that God Almighty said to Daniel, he said, fear not. Amen. In verse number 2, he said, then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, don't be afraid, Daniel. He said, there's nothing to be afraid of. Amen. Hey, listen. He said, you can rest assured, Daniel, that I love you, praise God. The love of God will be upon you, praise his holy name. He said, hey, he said, you need not be afraid. I will say young and a boy, a man, woman, boy, girl today, if you're a child of God in this present world which we live, it may seem dark and dismal sometimes, but I want to say we can listen to the words of Daniel. Have a Daniel experience. God speak to your heart and said, be not afraid, for it is I. Amen. I'm glad I got a God that'll go with me. Amen. The dark places of this world, praise God, he'll turn the light on for you. Amen. He'll illuminate, praise God, and give you that touch. Praise God. The assurance of a holy and righteous God. Amen. Not only he'll give you assurance, but he'll give you that touch. Amen. I'm glad when you can feel the touch, ain't you? And I'm glad when there's a tug from another world that comes down to where we are. Have those goosebumps all pop up all over you. Amen. The hair stands up on the back of your neck. Not because you're afraid, praise God, because there's a presence that's real. Hey, you ever feel his presence? Amen. That's real. I like it. Amen. Praise God. I like it when God shows up. I like it when I feel his touch upon my life. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says in verse number 10, he said, behold, a hand touched me. Amen. Ain't you glad when the hand of God touches you? Ain't you glad, praise God, most of all on that night, that day, that time, that place where you got saved, that the Holy Ghost of God come down to where you was and it fingered around your heart. Amen. Listen, it already something planted in your old noodle in your head, but God Almighty massaged that thing down and got it down in your heart. I want to say it takes the hand of an Almighty God to take it from your head to your heart to that place of believing and receiving David, praise God. And that's what God Almighty did. Praise God, he reached down with a touch from the portals of glory. Amen. Somebody ought to just jump up and shout and say, glory to God. I'm glad I got it that way. Amen. He got so many places. Brother Charles takes in these false doctrines and things this morning. How they'll bring you into some place they call a church, give you a little card, tell them put your name and address on there. Amen. They'll make you an official member. Amen. Amen. You know what you're an official member of? Nothing. Amen. An official member of nothing, praise God. There's nothing there, praise God. But when the Holy Ghost of God, when that touch of God comes upon your life, amen, it makes a change inside you. Amen, you come up out of there, praise God. Not that person that you used to be. Amen. Hey, listen, we're not the person we're going to be, but we're not the person I used to be. Amen. Ain't you glad we're still got a servant of God's able to work on us? See, Daniel had a burden in his heart for his people. He had a burden in his heart for the nation of Israel. He had a burden in his heart for his Jew, for the Jew. And he wanted to see God touch their lives. Amen. You say, what took place in Daniel? There was a great awakening. Amen. They was an awakening. They was an arousing, praise God, took place down in his soul. He had been praying in a fashion till he had become weak within himself. But God Almighty, in his weakness, praise God, come to where he was. And he said, Daniel, it is I, praise God. I come to strengthen you. I come to give you some power. You know what I'm talking about this morning? Has he ever done that for you? I know he has for me, praise God. Ain't been time I felt lower than a snail's belly, but praise God, I'm glad God Almighty come to where I was, comes to where I am, and touches my heart. The man come out of there with a shout. Praise God. Makes a difference, praise God. Amen. Awakens me spiritually. You know what's wrong with most churches today? Praise God, they're dead spiritually. Amen. There's a coldness, a darkness. They need awakening, praise God. A quickening spirit, an arousal, praise God, from the Lord. Well, we might rise up in that newness. Bless his holy name, praise God. The enablement. Paul said, not only did he awaken him, but he enabled him to speak. You know, a lot of times we say, well, preacher, I don't know what to do. I don't know what I would say. Amen, praise God. You'll brag on Lord Jesus Christ. That's all you need to do. Amen. That's all that needs to be said is when we lift up the name of the Lord. He's the one that makes a difference. Amen. If you know him today, praise God, just brag on him. Amen. Amen. Brother Bill, what, brag on where he brought you. Brag on who? Brag on him a moving into your heart. Brag on him showing you your evil way, praise God. A Daniel experience, praise God. Assurance of God, the touch of God enabled him to speak. Look at verse 16. He said, behold, one like the similitude of the sons of man touched my lips. And then I opened my mouth and spake and said unto him that stood before me, oh, my Lord, by the vision of my sorrows are turned upon me, and I've retained no strength. He said, listen, Lord. He said, I don't know where I'm at. I don't know how I got here, but he said, I'm just weak, Lord. Amen. Listen, praise God. When we cry out to the Lord and we admit our weakness, amen, listen, there's nothing wrong with being weak in this old flesh, praise God. We are, but praise the Lord, I'm glad we can have strength in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we are weak in the flesh and we go to our knees and we cry out, he said, Paul said, that's when we're strong in the Lord. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying it's never wrong to pray, to hit our knees. Amen. It's never wrong to hit our knees. It's never wrong to pray. It's never wrong, praise God, to cry out to a holy and a righteous God, the only place that we can get our help. Amen. Praise his name. And he opened his mouth. He said, hey, listen, Lord. He said, I'm weak. When we open our mouth and we realize that we are weak, and we have no strength against this world we live in. We have no strength against this flesh that we abide in. We have no strength against the obstacles that face us in this world outside the Lord Jesus Christ. When we realize it, amen, we might as well just say it out loud. Amen. God gives us a conscience to know. And we realize, praise God, there's a God of heaven. And he's the one that gives us the strength. The Bible said God touched him. Amen. God touched him. He awoke him. He aroused him. He enabled him to speak. And he gave him strength. Hey, listen, there ain't nothing like the strength that comes from God. Amen. You can have all, you can go work out, praise God, till you're blue in the face, got muscles all over your body. But I'm going to tell you, the most strength you can have is strength in the Lord. Amen. It'll make a difference, praise God. He'll go before you, it'll help you. He said in verse 18, he said, then there came again and touched me one like the appearance of man, and he strengthened me. Amen. Ain't you glad for that touch? Amen. I'm glad he touched me the first time, but I'm glad he didn't quit touching me. But praise God, he continues to come by and he touches me. Amen. Hey, listen, have you felt his touch lately? Amen. Praise God, I'm glad that touch. It's not a one-time thing. It's something that God wants to do continually. Amen. As we seek his face and seek understanding, he'll continue to come by and he'll touch him with the volume of the book. He'll touch you with the presence of the Almighty God. He'll touch you, praise God, with that sweet, precious blood, Lord Jesus Christ. Cleanses us from all iniquity, and'll purge us from our sin, and give us the blessed hope we have. I'm talking about a Daniel experience when we realize an Almighty God has touched us again. Amen. He come to where we was. Praise God, when you get so depressed, so anguished up that you can't get no strength, praise God. He said he came and touched him, and he gave him strength, and he strengthened me. And he says again, verse 19, he said, "O man greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto thee. Be strong, yea, be strong." Wonder why God said that twice. Amen, praise God. He wanted to make sure he got it. He said, "Look, hey, listen, man of God, beloved." He said, "If you didn't get it the first time, I want to tell you again. Just be strong in the Lord." Church, listen, I want to tell you, if you didn't get it the first time, just be strong in the Lord, praise God. Amen. Let him be your stay. But be the one that you trust in, praise God, because he is our strength. Amen. God speaks it, and we receive it. He said, when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened. Amen. Praise God, when God begins to speak to you, the strength that comes from the portals of glory comes down to usward. Hey, this is not a natural strength. This is not a made-up strength. This is not a manufactured strength. This is strength from the portals of glory that comes down to us. That's a God-given strength. Amen. When I'm weak, that's when he's strong. Amen. God Almighty is my strength, praise God. He's the reason I get up every day. He's the reason I go about business every day. He's the reason I want to be a light in the darkness every day. I praise God because he is my strength. Amen. Listen, if I go around all puny and acting weak, amen, I'm not showing his strength. Hello? Praise God, I want to be showing his strength. Your brother Bill, when I don't even feel like it, praise God, I'm going to stand strong and tall for him. Amen. Because he's my strength, praise God. And there's nothing about him that's weak. Amen, praise God. He is God Almighty. And he lives in my heart, praise God. He's the biggest part of who we are if we've been saved. Talking about a Daniel experience, praise God. The Word of God begins to speak. Amen. What does it speak to us? It speaks peace and power. Praise his holy name. He said in verse 19, he said, Oh man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be with thee. Amen. He said, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Don't be afraid. Praise God. You say, preacher, I'm afraid. What are you afraid for? For your life? Amen. It's just a vapor and it's gone anyway. Praise God. He said, hey, don't be afraid. Praise God. He said, don't fear about their life. Praise God. God said, I've got that and I'll give you strength to endure. Amen. Praise God, I'll give you power from the portals of glory so that you can keep on pressing on. Amen, we need power. We need peace, praise God. We need that. And we get it from the Lord Jesus Christ, the power and the peace that he has. When you get the peace, praise God, you get the power. When you get the power, he gives you peace. That you might know, that you know, praise God, that you are a child of the King. Amen, that you're somebody going somewhere, praise God. And he begins to teach you and he begins to instruct you, praise the Lord, in the things of God. So we have his assurance and we have his touch, praise God. But he also gives us instruction. Amen. And now the Bible here says that it took time coming. Amen. Now Daniel was praying for instruction. He was praying for direction from the Lord. For 21 days, I mean, he's praying for his people as the people are going into land and the temple's being built. Daniel's praying for instruction from the Almighty God. Daniel said, listen, he said, Lord, I want to get this right. I don't want to mess it up. You know what, church, today I want to get it right. I don't want to mess up nothing God's got going on. Amen. I want to be in the midst of it. Praise God. Help it to progress and go forward for the glory of God. Amen. But he said while this thing was happening, while it was going on, he said there was a delay in the prayer. You know, sometimes we just got to pray and keep praying. Amen. Daniel could have gave up after 7 days. He could have gave up after 14 days. I mean, 2 weeks is a long time to pray and fast. For 2 weeks is a long time to ask God for something. But he said he kept on praying. He prayed for a week, and he prayed for 2 weeks, and he prayed for 3 weeks. He prayed for 3 weeks. But then the Bible tells us, praise God, at the power of an almighty God come upon the scene. He said, then he said unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Now, you just got to get this. He said, Daniel, on the day that you begin to pray, on the day that you begin to fast, on the day that you begin to be sincere in your heart and talk to God, he said, praise God, I headed out, and I come this way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, sometimes we pray, Brother Bill, we wonder why it don't get answered. We pray and we wonder why it seems like there's a delay in everything that we try to find out from God. I want to say, praise God, there's a reason for that. When we pray sincerely, amen, when we pray from our hearts, when we pray with an attitude, praise God, a humility before God, when we pray with an earnest desire, a sincere desire to get direction from God Almighty. Listen, church, Bible says that we enter into a spiritual warfare. Amen? There's nothing the devil would like better than to intercept your prayers and to tear them down. There's nothing that the devil would like better than to get you dissuaded and get you to quit and to give up and to give in. Amen. That's what he wants to do. That's what he'd like to do. Praise God. But I'm glad that they, praise God, from the very beginning, when we're sincere with God, God said, I'll send help and help is on the way. Amen. He said, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 1 and 20 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. And I remained there with the kings of Persia. Praise God. He said, listen, said on the first day that you begin to pray, Daniel, he said, I pray God, the Lord sent me on the way. I was intercepted. Praise God, by the demons of hell. I had to fight. I had an adversary. A spiritual warfare was taking place. Young as if we could just see this part of the solar system that we live in, and the battle that's going on every day between God Almighty and the demons and nymphs of hell. It would scare us to death. Hey, listen, this coronavirus would be nothing compared to what's taking place in the heavenlies today, because God Almighty, He loves us. He loves you. Praise God, just like He loved Daniel in Daniel's experience, praise God. God showed him that He loved him. He showed him that He'd touch him. He showed him that He'd help him, praise God. He gave him instruction from the throne of grace. Amen. He sent somebody to help him. Amen. How many times in your life has God Almighty sent somebody to help you? Hey, amen. Have you ever thought about it? I was just thinking about yesterday morning as I was sitting there in the study. I thought, it's amazing to me how many times God has I'd have obstacles, have things that there was just no way in the world I could overcome them. But all of a sudden, there's just a sweet, still voice, a sweet spirit comes along and says, just peace be still. Amen. All of a sudden, next thing you know, praise God, God's already took care of that. Just taking it out of the way. Moved it, praise God. Don't even have to worry about it no more. You say, who done that? Hey, man, it wasn't me. It wasn't nobody in this world, praise God. It was God Almighty. Amen. Through the sweet Spirit of God. So he sent the instruction, praise God. He sent somebody to fight our spiritual battle. Amen. When we're sincere, we show sincerity in prayer. It becomes spiritual warfare. Amen. We can't take it for granted. We can't take lightly our time with the Lord, our time of prayer before God. Amen. Praise God. In Ephesians chapter number 6, the Bible says this. Paul speaking, praise God, of the warfare that we have. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10, he says, finally, my brethren, Now he was speaking to born again believers. He said, be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. He said, hey, listen, when you're looking for strength, when you're looking for power, he said, just look for it in the Lord. He said, you'll not find it in this world. He said, you'll not find it in yourself. He said, but there's power, wonder-working power in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. There's power, overcoming power in the Lord. Amen. He said, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. He has tactics. He wants to run a game on you. But praise God, he said, if we'll just realize where our strength comes, realize where our power lies, and it's in the Lord this morning. It ain't in me and you. We can't overcome. But praise God, I'm glad I can overcome through He that's already overcome the adversary of this world, which is the devil and the demons of hell. Praise God, we're wise to Him, the wiles of the devil. Amen. The tactics that He uses, praise God, to try to destroy God's people. Amen. He says in verse 12 of Ephesians 6, He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers. Now these are little powers compared to the big power. Amen. There's a big power in heaven in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a big power in heaven, God Almighty. Praise God. Jehovah God. Amen. But there's a lot of little powers in this world that like to destroy and tear down and discourage. You know, the old devil, he's an author of half-truths. If he can give you enough half-truths to get you dissuaded, get you discouraged, praise God, he can get you defeated. Hello? But praise God, we put our faith and trust in God Almighty. Amen. When we come, amen, realizing the power of His might, when we come realizing the whole armor of God, praise God, that we can be covered from head to toe. I said we can be covered from head to toe in the grace of an Almighty God, His mercy that endures forever. If we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We've never seen it like we have today. Amen. Spiritual wickedness. Wickedness everywhere you look. Amen. People that's defying God and defying God's people and defying the will of God and the way of God. Amen. Turning away from God. But I'm glad they still a God. Amen. Even though people's denying and rejecting Him, pushing Him away and said, we don't need God. I want to say, they're the ones that need Him the most. Amen. The ones that don't think it. But praise God, I'm glad with the Daniel experience, God will give us that assurance. He'll give us that touch. And He'll give us the instruction, praise God, in His time. Why do we need that, preacher? Why do we need that Daniel experience, praise God? Because like Daniel, glory to God, we need to be looking, praise God, at our people. We need to be looking, amen, and for an experience with God Almighty. And we can begin to tell them, praise God, that the future depends on you and I this morning. The future depends on you and I. What we do with the Lord, praise God, makes a difference. He said, well, preacher, I don't really make that much difference. You make all the difference in the world to those around you. Amen. Those that's watching you, praise God. Those that see you. Amen. We need that assurance. We need that touch of God, that stirring, that revival in our hearts. That folks can see that in us. Because they're looking for something. Like, let me just tell you as a fact, your people, your children, your grandchildren, people around you are looking for some hope this morning. And if we've got that, praise God, we need to pass it out in a liberal fashion. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We need to be mindful of the Lord Jesus Christ, what He's done for us. Amen. The angel comes and he instructs Daniel. Praise God. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, hey, praise God, Daniel's persistence paid off. Amen. We need to stay persistent in our faith. Amen. Keep praying. Keep magnifying God. Amen. Hey, listen, there'll be a spiritual warfare when we pray. God won't like it. The devil will try to rock you to sleep when you pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You close your eyes and start to pray. If you ain't careful, your head will hit the desk.
That's right.
Amen. What is that? Because it's spiritual warfare. The devil don't like it. Amen. So He'll rock you to sleep, praise God, but pray. Hey, what we're going to do is just cry out the more. Pray loud. Pray out loud, praise God. Talk to the Lord Jesus Christ, because the future depends on us. Daniel knew that the future depended on him. Amen. The days, praise God, ahead would depend on him. And he was seeking instruction from the Lord. Amen. He was seeking instruction because of the future of his people. Now, if you go on look in the book of Daniel, we don't have time for that this morning, but if you go on and read Daniel chapter 11, chapter 12, praise God, it talks about the future of the nation of Israel. And Daniel was seeking, desiring, praise God, and he had an experience with the Lord. God began to touch his heart. Amen. Now, the funny thing is, Brother Bill, I noticed this when I was reading this the other day, that Daniel had some folks that was there with him, some men, people that was there with him. And when God Almighty began to hear, God Almighty began to shake things up, the Bible said, Daniel said, them folks fled away. Amen. Listen, when you get sincere with God, you may lose some friends. People may run away from you. But that's all right, praise God, because God will never forsake you. He said, hey, listen, a man of God, the beloved of God, he'll just wrap his arms around you, pull him to yourself. Hey, Daniel was alone all by himself, but he had an almighty God with him. I'll take God any day, won't you? Amen, praise the Lord. Though men may flee from me, praise God, I'll take God every day. But he began to pray, and God Almighty sent an angel from the Lord, praise God. He came down, he ministered to Daniel. Amen. He said, though men had fled from him, praise God, God still heard an anxious prayer. He said, from that very first day, amen, praise God, he began to pray that God was a listening. And God began to do business in his heart. God began to do that for him, praise God, that needed to be done. Amen, for God's glory. You say, why, preacher? Because God was a hearing and listening to Daniel. Bible goes on in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. He says, he continues with verse 18. He says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. Amen. Praise God. That Daniel experience paid off, and God got to hear, praise God, the voice of God began to speak to him. He opened his mouth and he opened his heart, and he allowed him to have an experience, praise God, that he never got over. I'm glad God gave me an experience that I ain't never got over. Amen. Hey, if it was something I could get over, it wasn't of my God. Amen. Praise God. If I could have got over it, it wasn't from God. If you got over it, it wasn't from God. Amen. Because God still is speaking to hearts today. He's still giving that help. He's still sending that instruction when we seek God. He said it's for the days ahead. Amen. He's telling, praise God, ain't you glad he's a God that'll situate you for the days ahead. He'll give you what you need, not for only for today, but for tomorrow, the next day, and for the future. Amen. Daniel experienced, praise God. When we trust the Lord, when we realize His assurance that He loves us, that He's touching us, praise God, tug from heaven and the instruction. But the instruction don't make no difference if we don't do nothing with it. Amen. God will give you all kind of instruction. We get all kind of knowledge and wisdom of this precious book. We know what God says. Amen. We know in the volume of the book it's written. Amen. We can search it out. We can find out all kind of things that God says. But it's what we do with it that makes a difference. Amen. The Bible says that we hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against God. Amen. Praise God. In the volume of the book, the Bible says it's written a hymn. Who's the hymn? That gives us that precious help and that hope that we need, that you and I need, praise God, for the day and hour we live right now. Amen. Daniel was a praying. He was fasting. He was seeking God's face. He was seeking wisdom and knowledge from God Almighty, not only for himself, but for his people. He was seeking instruction. He said, Lord, what would you have me to do? I wonder if we got any folk today said, Lord, I need some instruction. Lord, what would you have me to do? Amen. Praise God. Lord, I know the Word. I know you love me. I know you care for me. I know you saved me by your marvelous grace. But Lord, what would you have me to do? He said, preacher, I don't know if God wants me to do anything. That's a lie of the devil. Because we're everyone's supposed to be busy. He said to be busy till he comes. Amen. To be busy. He said it is required of men to be good stewards. To be good stewards. To taking care of God's business. To doing something for the Lord because he's done everything for us. What about you this morning?